بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. In our recent discussion, we started a discussion concerning the life of the Holy Prophet from a Quranic perspective. We talked about the childhood of the Prophet, the religion of the Prophet before he was being appointed as the messenger, and also different issues concerning the slanders which was in fact attributed to the Holy Prophet. Inshallah, in this very session and our today's discussion, we shall touch upon some other aspect of Prophet's life. That is from the time of that. I mean, that Prophet was appointed as the messenger of Allah and onward to his migration. If you remember, we have the last point that was discussed was concerning the let's say the slanders which was in fact attributed to the Holy Prophet. He was said to be a liar. We take refuge to Allah. He was said to be, in fact, a magician. Though the topic of our discussion is not to go back and, in fact, discover them again in depth, but I'd like to ask you, what was the reason that Prophet was called, for example, mad? What was the reason that they called him, I mean, a liar? Why a magician? If you give us a very, let's say, short answer in this regard, inshallah, we'll go to the main topic of our discussion, that is another phase of the life of the Holy Prophet. Yeah.
Regarding saying liar to the Prophet, you know, when someone does not want to believe something from the other person, he or she says, you are a liar, this is a lie. Mm-hmm. Because he doesn't want to believe, he doesn't want. And he makes something from himself and say. And but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, polytheists said, "In huwa illa rajulun iftara 'ala Allahi kadhiba." He is not just a man, he's just a man who fabricated a lie against Allah. But Allah has a solution for it. Allah orders the Prophet, قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِصُورَةٍ مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا مَنِ اسْتَتَعْتُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. If you are saying that this is a lie, say to the polytheist that then bring a surah, bring a chapter like it.
Like these chapters.
And invoke whomever you can, gather whoever you can, to make a surah like this, to make a chapter like the chapters of Quran, if you are truthful.
In fact, they when give this, the adjective of liar to the Holy Prophet because of, you know, bringing the Holy Quran to the people. They said that this is his own word rather than the word of Allah.
The Prophet Muhammad didn't say anything from himself.
No,
all
I mean,
of them.
This was, I mean, why that was why I mean the polytheists called the Prophet liar,
because they didn't want to believe this. Mm-hmm. I mean,
easily came to deny it.
Yes, and but Allah in other verse say that if you, O Prophet, if you invent something from yourself, we cut. This is very interesting. Mm-hmm. That Allah says says to his prophet, his apostle, that if you make something, if you invent something from yourself, we will cut your main vessel, your heart's main vessel.
Very true.
And it shows that the prophet didn't invent any phrase of
none of the Quranic verses are his composition.
Yes, sure. None of them. All of them were revelation from
Allah. So why magician? Why magician? Why is the Prophet called that? A magician?
You know, the phrases, the words of the Holy Quran, is in the best eloquent of its form. Mm-hmm. You know, the Arabs are famous in poems and making poems and something like this in eloquency. Mm-hmm. And the Quran, the words of the Quran are the most eloquent words
that ever existed.
So they started to say this is a magic. Mm-hmm. This shows that a magician invent these words, these sentences. Mm-hmm. So they started to say you are a magician.
www.byislam.com